the Governor General is in hot water, but who the hell is she, you ask? We'll tell you today on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, 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 what is up? Kyle Bowen talking to you, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That's Trevor Beggs to my right, most importantly. And this right here is Meanwhile in Canada. Yes, a show where two dumbasses learn more and more about Canada. I'm going to say that again, okay? A show about two dumbasses learning more and more about Canada. And I'll be honest, man. I'll be honest. I love this show, man.
It's a great show. Yo, I showed
some, I love doing it.
Yo, I spread this show to Australia earlier this week. So shout out if there's anyone listening from Australia. I hope some of you listening out there. Dude. I know my friend didn't hope she didn't let me down. She said she was spreading the word to her Australian friends. So
wow.
Shout out to Australia, man.
What's up, Australia? My name's Kyle Bowen. K-Y. I guess I got to say it, you know, a little sexier than that. You know, I was like, what's up? What's up, Australia? How's it going? Kyle Bowen right here. How old am I? 27. Hindu. What's
age.
Better than that?
Great age, man.
27-year-old Hindu in Canada, Australia. What is up, yo? What is up?
Oh, man. So one other thing I wanted to say off the top, too. I couldn't fit in that little 8-second intro, but we also got to talk about Nickelback today. The best band of all time. You know the Meanwhile Canadian podcast is to support good old Nickelback.
Man, woo! Nickelback. Nickelback. Is that what we're talking about today? Why are they so polarizing, man? So polarizing. This is what we're going to do on Meanwhile Canada. Two dumbasses learning about Canada, Nickelback talk, and Governor General talk. Again, this is why I fuck with the show, man. Just learning a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, what the hell is going on, man? Yeah, Nickelback, I'll say it now. They're releasing an album on Friday, August 14th, and they just announced it today. And there's a lot of interesting reaction to it about, you know, Nickelback releasing an album in a pandemic. So we'll get to that in a bit. But for the news today, you know what? I've been so focused on hockey. I know we can't
wait. Hold up! Okay. I got to cut you off there, man. People are mad at Nickelback because they're gonna release an album during a pandemic.
Yeah,
but why are they mad though?
Because everyone hates Nickelback, so they're just like, "Oh, come on, 2020! Like, now this is happening. What's going on?"
Yo, that's evil, bro.
You're doing terrific.
I thought you were gonna tell me that they were just saying shit like, "Yo, what are you doing, Nickelback? Why are you promoting your album when there are more important things going on in the world?" No, it's really like that. Nickelback, leave us alone. It's 2020. Leave us alone. It's really like that. That shit's crazy. The hate exactly. is real for Nickelback, but you know the love outshines the hate still, right? It has to in a way. How bad is Nickelback? That's a question. But how good are they too? That's a question too.
They are talented musicians at the end of the day, and I know a lot of people think they sold out, and I got one less I'll get into later in the episode. Someone ranked, Vancouver Raiders, someone ranked their 9 albums overall, and it's a list that threw me the fuck off, man, so I know we got to get into it later. They got some good and bad music, man, for sure. It's a mixed bag. They're not the best band of all time, but, you know, they're good. They're a good band.
Subjective list, like, man. Something. Chill the fuck out, Trevor. It actually boils you up.
Yeah, no, I'm getting amped up about it, man.
Fair enough. You know, I get riled up about that shit too.
You know what else gets me riled up, man? Why the fuck do we have a governor general? Why know, why is there still a British influence in Canada?
Bro, we've been independent about it for too.
I know exactly.
Why do we have a queen?
Yeah, exactly. Go back to that episode if you haven't listened to it. We talked about why the fuck the queen is a part of Canada, and the governor general is a part of this, and now she's embroiled in this not a crisis, but you know, there's a little bit of controversy here where she's overspending and she's being all private and
embroiled.
Embroiled.
What does that mean?
Yeah, she's in the middle of, you know. Ooh. Yeah, she's embroiled.
Damn, she's in the middle. Damn, that's a big position, right, Governor General? You can't be in the middle of controversy. Not in 2020. What's going on,
lots
dude?
Of things Canada. Going on.
Oh, Canada.
You're doing terrific.
Not really, man.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting story. I mean, so here's the tagline, but questions swirl about Julie Payette's future after allegations of bullying, bad behavior, and privacy demands.
Wow.
It's intense, eh? It's a little bit intense.
She's being a bad person.
Yeah, so by the way, if you
Some
don't know who the
say
hell
a
she
bitch.
Is.
She's being a bitch. She's being a bully?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, sounds
damn,
like it.
Damn, bro. Damn, that's mean, man. That's mean. Yo.
That's so un-Canadian.
No, let's be honest. I mean, if based on what I just read, and I'm just assuming that is true, because you know that's what we do. And two dumbasses learning more and more about this country. The worst thing in this world is being a bully. Well, one of the worst things. So there's a lot of bad things in this world, but one of the really really bad ones is just being a bully. So if you're called one of those, if the governor general is being called a bully. Man, oh man. Damn, bro. Is there smoke to this fire, yo?
Oh, I think there's definitely smoke to this fire. So there's a report that came out about a toxic work environment. Apparently she's like, so one employee called it a house of horrors, is bullying and harassment at its worst. And yeah, a lot of anonymous sources saying that she just like belittled and publicly humiliated her employees, and she threw tantrums.
Is she the Ellen? Screams. Is she Ellen? Are we talking about Ellen? Or are we talking about Governor General?
Yeah, we're talking about Governor General of Canada, Julie Payette, British representation here in Canada.
My mind is blown right now, bro. This is happening a lot, right? So, and rightfully so, I guess, right? You got to be called out on your shit. You can't be bullying people just because you're at the top. You know what I'm saying? You can't be taking advantage of the people, I guess. What's really going on? How come this is happening everywhere now? Bosses are just being called out for being whatever abusive is.
Yeah, exactly. And she's bullied her way to, she's spent almost like over $250,000 on like privacy just at her office. So there's like all this like fancy shit. Like, I can't remember, there's a private staircase that was like cost over $100,000 and like special gates and a series of doors to like keep her away from the office. And she hates the media. She's uncomfortable in the public, the story says. And yeah, she's just a very private person. So she spent all this money, government money, on just like these unnecessary upgrades to her office as well. So
yeah,
it sounds like she just like thinks she can do whatever the fuck she wants because, you know, she's the governor general and she was appointed. I don't know.
My guy's connecting the dots, yo.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she could be telling the truth in some regard. You know, she holds this title, this prestiged title, quote unquote, and she knows that may come with this attention and this media attention, and you know, not everyone fucks with it. So she wants to be more private. That being said, it's kind of just the sacrifice that comes with that role. And if you're not willing to play that part, don't go spending all this money. You know what I'm saying? On a staircase?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you trying to be private? Where are you going? Why you need a $100,000 staircase?
Okay, and listen to this. There's actually one more twist that's pretty important to the story. So she spent all this money on all these upgrades, but like for the past while, she's just been working at her cottage in Quebec. She hasn't even been in the fucking province in Ottawa working, you know? She's been in Quebec.
Hey, man. Hey. But a lot of us have been home too.
But she's spending all this money. Like, I think it's like they're talking, you know,
Where she went wrong here, if this is true, again, two dumbasses learning about Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, meanwhile in Canada, posted up network. If this is true and she actually has that $100,000 staircase, I mean, that's all the people need to know to be a little mad. I mean, she says she don't want to go out. Come on, man. What is that? Yeah. What is that?
It's a little much.
I actually read this book, parts of this book on leadership, you know, last night. So random. Been on the shelf forever, you know? Don't even know who wrote it, but they talked about that. You know, if you want to lead and keep like growing in that department of leadership wherever you work. And in this case, we're talking about what? The governor general, okay? No mayor, no counselor, governor general. You have to sacrifice. You have to not change who you are, but adapt to what is needed for you to grow. And again, it comes with sacrificing. And it just sounds as if she's got to do a little bit more and understand that she has to do a little bit less of what she's already been doing. What's going on? What's going on? Embroiled. Damn bro. How do you do that? Just spend all that money and think you're just gonna
and not even stay at your office after you spend all that money. It's just like a big F you to everybody.
And Trevor, again, is this something the tax dollars pay for?
Yep.
Ooh.
Comes out of the good old taxpayer's pocket.
You're doing terrific.
Oh man this is why the people are mad. You think Canadians get mad about their team losing and not getting out of the first round for 4 years or whatever? Taxpayers, a lot more of those people. Angry Canadians, man. That's one thing, bro.
Yeah, no,
that's
one thing. They should be angry. And here's kind of the cherry on top of the story for now. But the Trudeau government and primarily Chrystia Freeland, who's our deputy prime minister, international affairs minister, She talked about this controversy a bit today, and she's just talking about how Canadians absolutely have the right to look how carefully we spend Canadians' money. And she's like talking about, so the shade's being thrown, and the government's refusing to stand behind her right now either. So there is,
I love it.
There's obviously a bit of a rift going on, right? They're refusing to defend her like at all.
Wow. There's a, you know, these are moments, right, Trevor? These are moments where I wish the taxpayers' money would go to something. Sounds dumb, but what if the money went to the social media department and the media department of the government of Canada? Because it would be nice to see some great footage of the House of Commons or whatever these debates or wherever these arguments or whatever these wherever these conversations go down. Because we've talked about it before, you know, the buildings in which important things happen in Canada, the way they look, shit looks out of a movie, yo. That's some European stuff.
It's old school. It's like being in a 19th century madhouse, you know?
We got to see this shit go down.
Hey, you can watch this, it on TV, man.
Dude, but you watch this TV?
Yeah, fair enough.
Come on, man.
No, shout out to the listeners over 45.
Oh, true. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, man. Sorry. You know, I love those listeners, man.
Yeah, they're great.
You know why I love those listeners, Trevor? Because one day we're going to be 45. I hate that shit, you know? So sometimes people are too old, too mean to old people. And maybe this is just, you know, me talking as a 27-year-old. So, you know, maybe I'm just getting up there in age and trying to defend myself. But, yo, you can't be mean and just call out old people all the time. Like, you gotta limit the use of that card.
Who's calling out old people, man?
Just in general, you know, like, old people can't do anything. Like, not catering to the old people.
Right, right.
Like, not catering towards their interests. I get it. They've been around for a while, and our future matters and our view. They're still here. They're still here, you know? Old people, 45-year-olds. I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, did I just call 45-year-old old? Oh, I mean, ooh.
That's mean, dog.
Yeah, that was harsh. That was harsh. I don't really mean that, to be honest. You know, if you're, like, under 60, like, you're not old.
Yeah, while I take a sip of this green tea, I got to ask you this question. Are you afraid of getting old?
No, I'm really not, man.
Me too, bro. No,
life's been great to me, and I'm excited for what's ahead. Going to be a father in 2 months.
Oh.
What a beautiful time in life.
Dude, what a beautiful time.
I'm here doing this podcast with you. There's hockey in August.
I'm going to be a funkle. What a fun uncle.
A funkle.
Or a Fijian uncle.
You're going to be the guy that recommends all the music, right? Yo, shout out to the posted up playlist.
Right, yo. Get your kid on it right away, yo. Check that out. The Connect the Dots episode this week. We talked about the top 22 songs ever, excluding Drake.
Excluding Drake. And I know one of the songs on that list, I told my friend in Australia as well, and it's Something Else for You by McAvoy.
Ooh, Canadian artist,
too. It's got to be one of the best songs I've ever heard, man.
Yo, wasn't it an option to be on the playlist during the wedding celebrations? Was it a candidate? I know you're a playlist guy. Did it ever reach consideration? Not to be your wedding song, just on the playlist.
Yeah, no, it definitely did because I was listening to it a lot during that time. But
That's why I asked.
Yeah. But I didn't really control the music for the wedding, right? It was just left it to other people.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when you guys celebrate your
live band, you know?
When you guys celebrate your 25-year anniversary at the same spot, maybe I don't know. Do people renew their vows and do that, right? That's some romantic stuff. That's some extra stuff.
I'm so down.
In the name of love, just do it. Who cares? It's love. Go back to Revelstoke, okay? Let's just throw the same fucking party at the same place.
25 years. Well, 24 years from now.
Bro.
Let's go. I'm so down.
And let me play the music.
Oh, shit. Okay. Dude, that's okay. Man. You asked, since you asked 24 years in advance,
yeah,
you can have it.
There you
can
go.
You can do it, man.
I did it. I got a gig. You got to plan for the future. Meanwhile, in Canada, two dumbasses learning more and more about Canada. I think what we learned in the first half of this episode was, yeah, I want to see action. And I'm a lazy person, and I got hockey to watch. Okay, I got hockey to watch and some things to learn. Can they just make it more popping? Bring that footage, bring some cuts, put some music in there. I don't know, because the stage is there to make Canadian politics more notable, and should it be? You know? It doesn't have to be, right? Or should we just leave it at channel 106, you know? You know what I'm talking about, Canadians? Everyone knows that channel. There is a House of Commons TV channel. There is. There is, right? But when you get to channel 2, you just keep going back, and there's some random House of Commons show that's always on. It's just a camera in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you could watch that all day. I wouldn't quite go to that level, but
that's cool.
People should be paying attention. But, you know, if you're paying a little bit less attention during hockey, then, you know, that's fine. I'll excuse the Canadians for that for sure.
Well, this way you'd be able to,
but don't
to
miss
draw
it.
Your own perception from it when they give it to you directly instead of having news outlets tell their story, which they got to do. But, hey, like I said, that shit looks cool, looks interesting. And Canada, man, Canada. Well, what a place. What a bizarre place. That's my favorite word right now.
What a bizarre place with two languages, man. Speaking of those languages, mm-hmm. Should we get to the next part of the show?
Yes.
French lessons. Kyle, you've been catching up, man. I know it's been a big uphill climb for you, but I think what are we, like, one point away now? Like, I'm 8-7 on you?
What are you talking about, bro?
Oh, I won
you're
the last
counting,
one.
You're not counting, bro. You're not counting. My guy's not counting. You're 3 points up again.
Oh, I'm 3 points
up. It's 9-6. And again, look at that, man. Look at that. That's why we fucking Canadian, man. Being honest with each other, bro. I could have just taken an extra dub there, man.
Yeah, it's so Canadian.
I could have just done it, bro. But man, honesty is a good policy. It really is. And this segment right here is not about honesty. It's French lessons. Yes, French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada. You know the deal. Trevor, he reads me a sentence in French. I try guessing it in English, vice versa. Whoever gets their sentence right gets a point. Whoever gets to 100 points first wins a free trip to Montreal, courtesy of someone rich. Why the fuck not? You're listening. Yes, listening to Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Let's go. I got my sentence. Damn, I almost leaked the news right there. I got my sentence ready. Should I go first? Should you go first?
Yeah, go for it. You look prepped. You look ready to go.
La playlist a Miss a Jour tous les dimanches avec fuck. I gotta learn this number.
Okay.
On the podcast. Oh, dude. No, oh, man. Okay. Fuck. I don't know how to say this number.
Why don't you just press the button?
I did press the button, bro, but the way I spelt it in the English form, I used the numbers
can't
and not
get
the
can't get the voice person to do it.
Oh shit, you a smart guy, bro. You a smart guy. You smarter than me, bro. Let's do that. Okay. Yo, this is great content right here because I'm showing the people live. I don't know much French, man.
That was a pretty poor performance, Kyle. Sorry about that.
It's okay, man. It's okay. Let's get this translation.
La playlist est mise à jour tous les dimanches avec 22 chansons.
So 22. That's 22, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so la playlist est mise à jour tous les dimanches avec 22 chansons.
The playlist is always new with 22 songs, or the playlist is coming out with 22 songs.
Close, man. Close, but not close enough, motherfucker. Oh,
damn.
I'm not giving you the points here, okay? I'm not giving you the points here. The actual sentence is the playlist updates every Sunday with 22 songs. So you were close, but not close enough. We're not at the tiebreaker yet, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a chance here. And shout out to all the Findus out there. I'm really doing this for y'all because I'm trying to show y'all, you know, you can learn French too.
There you go, man. There you go.
I can't believe I failed French, man. Lazy motherfucker.
All right. Serais-tu toujours un oncle
what?
Amusant
what?
Quand tu auras 60 ans?
Okay, I got this. If this was a tiebreaker, I would have got this. I am going to become a fun uncle in a couple months.
Oh no. Will you be a fun uncle when you are 60?
Oh, what? Why you gotta throw the curveball, bro? This guy threw the most random curveball at me when the fun uncle thing's happening in a couple months. Oh, I like this. This guy went straight. Okay. That's how we play the game. Okay. That's how we play the game from now on. Okay. All right. Curveball? I thought it, you know, might have been with the theme, but bro, this guy pulls out 60 out of nowhere. Okay, Trevor. We both got the sentences wrong, which means what? We got to play the game again, but this time we'll just play it in a tiebreaker. Whoever gets the most words
right. We dumb it down for the tiebreaker.
We dumb it down for sure. Okay, we dumb it down. We try moving on. Let's do it again, tiebreaker style, on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Ça.
Okay, Trevor, I don't got my sentence ready right now, so you go first.
Okay, man. Quel est votre
okay.
deuxième équipe de hockey préférée?
Okay, so what playlist do you prefer listening to before you play hockey?
No.
What? What?
So what is your second favorite hockey team? Équipe de hockey préférée.
Yo, fuck you, man.
What's your second favorite hockey team?
Dude, if you know me, I don't got no second favorite hockey team, okay? I used to, the Colorado Avalanche, but when I got older, I realized that that is some weak stuff. I can't have a second team in the dance. I can't, what? Yeah, I hate that shit, bro. Oh I hate God. That shit. But you know what? Go ahead and do it. I'm talking about myself. I hate it. I can't live like that. Knowing that I'm putting some of this faith that you don't have. Hey, we're just humans. You can't have that much faith. Instead of putting some of it, some of that in the Canucks and sprinkle some over there. Fuck that. Canucks get all of it.
Okay, whatever, man.
Come on, man.
I'll ask you this, Elise. What would be your second favorite team to watch? If like someone's going to watch their first hockey game ever right now in these playoffs, who'd you tell them to watch?
The Vank? Come on, man.
Other than the Canucks, your second favorite, bro.
I can't even answer that.
Wow. Wow.
Because...
Second most entertaining.
Well, I actually could. Yeah. I actually could. Okay, I'll say it. I would tell them to watch... Oh, the Oilers.
They're out.
Oh, are you talking about right now? Yeah, like right now. In this moment. Yeah. We're talking... Come on, okay? I didn't know that.
Someone's listening to this podcast, and they're like, oh, maybe I should check out a hockey game. It's in the playoffs.
I thought you were just talking about in general. I'm doing a lot of things right now, okay, people? I'm writing a sentence out, trying to answer this. Just got a fucking... I thought you were talking about the playlist before the game. Jeez Louise, okay? I'm telling the people to watch. I'm trying to look who's the biggest... Oh, Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado, man. Easy.
After all that, going back to Colorado. Okay. Canucks are Colorado. Vancouver
awesome,
Canucks.
Awesome. Okay, I'm just writing out my sentence still. I can't believe that, man. So all you have to do is get... How many words
did I get? Play the Jeopardy music. That should be one of the buttons, actually, on the show.
Oh, yeah,
Canadian
right?
host. Great song to kill time in these moments.
No, 100%. Was...
Do, 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 do,
yo, shout out Alex Trebek, man, straight up.
Dude, she celebrated his 80th birthday. Go listen to that.
No way. Okay. Okay, my sentence is somewhat ready. I got it right here. Okay. Dumb and dumber, a été film a Denver.
Dumb and Dumber was filmed in Denver.
There you go. You got it. Trevor, man. Honestly, I that's how we got to do this thing, bro. We got to set each other up, all right? Not throw curveballs, bro. Okay?
All right.
See,
Fair enough.
Just talked about Colorado. I threw the Denver
You were winning a few in a row. I thought you were kind of up to this level
now. I'm fucking with you, man. Oh, man, that shit. Why did I write that sentence? I didn't even try winning, dude. I love
yeah,
it,
that was
man.
A layup, man.
I love it, yo.
Sold out just like Nickelback.
Oh, shit. My guy's a Segway king. Okay, before we get to what's popping and, you know, this conversation about Nickelback, I guess we could bring this up in what's popping too. Nonetheless, I was talking to one of the movie homies, and yeah, we're going to be working on something about Jim Carrey and the movie Dumb and Dumber, right? Where does it fall on your list when it comes to Jim Carrey movies?
Yo, you're going to be pissed off. Oh, I've never seen Dumb and Dumber.
Ah, man, we talked about this.
Yeah, I've never seen Dumb and Dumber.
You know what, bro? That was fucking 8 weeks ago.
I think it
and
was.
We talked about Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. And didn't I tell you to watch the movie?
Yeah,
come on, bro.
I never did.
Yo, you and your girl would love it.
Yeah, I'm sure we would.
It's dumb fun.
I like a lot of Jim Carrey movies. I'd probably like that
but
one,
But this
too.
One's different, man. I feel as if a lot of us got the typical Jim Carrey role, okay? Underdog doing this odd job that makes it, whether it's, you know, meeting God or being God or just being able to talk to animals or, you know, he just, the fucking cable guy doing from the bottom, started from the bottom, getting to the top. It's the same case, just these oddball characters. In Dumb and Dumber, though, it's just a completely different story. And it's dumb fun. It's so stupid, bro.
I feel like it's Jim Carrey uncorked. Like, Jim Carrey is his finest,
yeah,
you know?
Man. Yeah. Yeah, man. You should watch it.
I should.
Everyone listening to this should just give it a shot, man. Canada. A lot of Canada in that movie. Let's talk about Nickelback, though, I guess. I don't know how Trevor's going to do this. I'm sorry. I'm also not, because I fuck with Nickelback. A couple of their songs, look at their photograph. That's the only one I know, but shit, that shit's kind of hard, man. Let's do it. What's popping on Meanwhile in Canada?
All right. Everyone's favorite band, Nickelback, the pride of British Columbia, actually. Ooh. Pride of British Columbia, Chad Kruger, a local out here at the very least. So they're coming out with a new album this Friday, August 14th. And the reaction on Twitter was kind of predictable, I guess, for what you would expect, right? A lot of people don't like Nickelback, okay? And everyone's just talking about Nickelback being like, oh, come on, like in 2020, leave nothing in the chamber, you know? You don't have to do this. Why, God, 2020, please stop. I forgot Nickelback existed. And my favorite one, how the hell we'd wind up like this?
What's that one?
That's the Someday. I know you know it, man. You definitely know
it. I don't, man, because you sang an ungeneric part there. I would have known it. Wouldn't I? Like, come on.
Well, I guess you don't, man. I guess you don't.
Well, you could hit the hook, you know?
Well, we're not going to talk about your favorite Nickelback songs, but yeah, you know what? The Nickelback thing is, I never understood why they got so much hate. You know, I think it just became trendy to hate Nickelback because they were so famous.
Why do people do that, though? Like, how can you cheer for someone and want the best for them, and as soon as they find their best, and that might be the popular route or the radio route, the commercial route, how do you just, you know, leave them? Fans, man. I'm not saying I'm immune to this. It's just unreal to think about.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, their music did drastically change over the years. Like my 30 second spiel about Nickelback would be, you know, I thought they were good in like the mid 90s into the early 2000s, and you know, Silver Side Up is probably like their best album ever. That was like 2001 with like Too Bad and Never Again and all those great songs. And The Long Road was really good, but got a little poppier. And then with All the Right Reasons, that was the Photograph album. That's when they started to get a little bit cheesier. And honestly, I kind of stopped listening after 2008 because Dark Horse was good, but it was still really cheesy too. And yeah, I haven't listened to anything really new from Nickelback.
Was it hard to let them go?
No, it was pretty easy.
It was?
I honestly don't feel like I hate Nickelback though, but just from All the Right Reasons in 2005 and Dark Horse in 2008, I just felt like they were going downhill and I just cared less about listening to their music.
Fair enough.
So, but that's actually crazy, man. That's 12 years ago I left Nickelback behind. I was kind of defending Nickelback, but I realized I really haven't listened to anything new by them. You know, they've come up with like three albums since then. There was Here and Now in 2011. There was Feed the Machine in 2017. Apparently, it's their fourth best album of all nine, according to this writer.
Wow.
And there's another one too, man.
Team BC.
Oh, yeah. No Fixed Address in 2014. I've never even fucking heard of that one.
You just fell off the wagon. Look at this quote, okay? It's from an article on businessinsider.com. Who knows what we're really reading here from James Grabe or Grabe. And here's a quote from here. Pretty powerful if it makes sense. Nickelback is too much of everything to be enough of something. What the fuck does that mean?
See what he's saying, because they try to be, some songs they try to be like all metal and hardcore, and then some songs are like a pop band, and then some songs they're,
what's wrong with that,
kind of country. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, to be honest. It's just
hard to connect to.
Exactly, right? Then when your artist is so diverse, exactly, yeah. It's harder to connect to because they don't really have a sound. It's like you love some songs, but then you fucking hate other songs. That's kind of how I feel about Nickelback too, right?
Yeah. It's just friends with benefits type relationship.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hard to go. You can't go all the way with Nickelback. You really can't, because guaranteed you're going to hate some of their songs, but you're probably going to love some of their songs too. And I actually think that's probably the most honest opinion of Nickelback.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have their diehards and they have their haters, and they probably don't use social media a lot.
No.
I feel as if...
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they got their people doing it, but they're probably not living in that realm. The internet is a... I was really looking at this... the internet thing a couple days ago for some reason. Maybe it was just my drive over to North Van, just looking at the landscape. Yo, BC something else sometimes, bro. BC something else. I was thinking about how the internet is just a, don't get me wrong, it matters. There is brand power there. There's legitimacy to whatever you're trying to do. You can do it off the internet, but a lot of it is still not real. You know what I'm saying? You know, we will see that Nickelback will get all this hate. And again, I can't back this up, but they'll drop this and millions of people will still listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. They have fans all over, well, at least North America. Like, they're big in the States for sure.
Yeah. And you know, that's what really matters, you know? That's what really matters. Until It's just,
you know, I think on Spotify, last time I looked at them, they had like, what, 80 million listeners or something like that?
No way, dude. That's some bullshit, yeah, probably.
Check it out.
Man.
Check it out before we wrap up here in Meanwhile, Canada, talking about Nickelback.
I was going to guess like around 15.
I could be wrong, man. Let's see if I'm tripping.
Okay. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Who cares?
Should we bet on it?
How smart okay, who's closer? Who's closer? Okay. So I said 15
yeah, I said, million, and I said you said 80.
All right. Okay. 9 million. Oh, nine and a half.
Whoa, wow.
But you're still great.
Wow. That was way off.
You were way off. That was just your bias sticking in. I go, oh, my people, Nickelback. Get these guys up there.
80 million people listening to Nickelback.
Someday, far away, burn it to the... Yo, burn it to the ground, bro? Oh, Rockstar? Okay. Okay. Woo, Nickelback. Okay, okay. That was Meanwhile in Canada. Two dumbasses, yeah, learning about Canada every Thursday. Go check out the latest episode of Connect the Dots. We break down the top 22 songs that Kyle Bowen has heard in his life that don't involve Drake. So un Meanwhile in Canada like.
You did it for me, man, and I'm proud of you.
No, I didn't do it for you. I did it for I did it for the people on the list, yo. It wouldn't be fair, you know? This guy gets too much limelight right now. Okay, I gotta spread the wealth, fair. Okay?
Yeah.
Spread the wealth. He didn't need the posted up playlist dedicating anything to him yet. I do though have a top 22 Drake list that I'm just waiting to release in line with whatever he does next album was. There's a lot of people out there, and this is kind of interesting to talk about based off this Nickelback conversation, right? There are a lot of people, including fans, that want more from Drake at this point in his career. They really want a classic album. You know what I'm saying?
It's because of the Weeknd pressure. I think we talked about that too,
you
right?
You think it's that?
I think it's part of it, right? Weeknd's getting some of the limelight right now.
Okay. I never looked at it like that deeply, but hey, competitors, right? Competitors. Okay. Okay.
When you say the Weeknd's not bigger than Drake, like maybe right at this moment?
No, yeah, Drake's worldwide? Huge. No, Drake's the biggest.
You think so? I don't Drake's think the biggest
by far and
close.
Away. By far and away, bro. Not even close. Come on, man. Not even close yet.
In 2019, 2020, though?
Ooh. Who's sure released the better? That? Who's released the better music? The Weeknd.
Really? Eh? Wow. Surprised you said that.
Just based
did you leave any Weeknd off the posted up playlist?
Oh yeah, I don't listen to a lot of the Weeknd though.
Oh, okay.
And this was the first time that I was blown away. And Trevor, you know what? We gotta break this down. I think Drake's at 80 million monthly listeners, and the Weeknd is at 61.
Ooh.
So it. Oh, dog, you might... Yo, you right.
Oh, really?
Oh, put down Whoa. The music right now, dog. You right.
Is The Weeknd now officially the biggest artist in Canada?
Are we ending on that note?
Hip-hop guy like yourself. It looks like your mind's blown.
I'm not a hip-hop guy. I'm just a...
Oh, you're just a music
guy. I'm just a six-year music vet, I guess. 6 years is not a long time, though. It really isn't. Can't wait to listen to more and look more into this. Yo, bro, you kind of... Thanks for that, man. That was Meanwhile in Canada once again. Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That's Trevor Beggs. Hey, if you're listening to this and you don't know how to spell the dude's name, I don't know.
It's all good. I forgive you. I'm Canadian.
I was going to say, yo, do some reading, you know? I'm not the best speller, but Trevor Beggs is just easy to spell. Okay, yeah. Real talk. Hey, give the network a 4-star rating, a 5-star rating, maybe even a 4.5-star rating, and just drop a comment. Okay, that was awesome. This is awesome. Or this sucks balls. What are you doing? Let's talk. Hey, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.